Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 206 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about the Aggies' exciting win over the Florida Gators. We're going to look back at some products that we've tried recently and tell you what we think about them now. We're also going to discuss the very solid advice Melanie shared with us all last week about starter rigs. As always, if you'd like to look up or ponder some of the things we talk about every week on the podcast episodes, you can check out our Amazon store at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. As always, thank y'all so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 206. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I am not delighted to tell you that this is our second attempt to record this episode this week.
That is correct. And we had problems getting it recorded originally, and then yes. We didn't know how many problems that we had until you went to edit it. But I do just want to say, because I know everybody thinks that it was my mic that was clicking and my computer, but I just want to say that it wasn't. Hey. And nobody's more relieved by this news than me.
What I'm going to tell you is the Lord wants us humble. And So the problem was on my end. For some reason, my sound, I was just telling Melanie, sounded like I got on a cassette recorder in about 1982 and just screamed. And I have any idea what caused it, but I couldn't fix it. I tried to work with the file a whole bunch of different ways and I could not make it work. And so I had to go in great humility to Melanie last night and say, we have an issue.
So, yes. But listen, it could have just as easily been me. And we've only been doing this 13 years. It takes time. It takes time to really do something with excellence and to figure out all the glitches.
It does. In fact, today at school, my friend Brian, who I work with, we were recording some discussions with teachers for something a couple of weeks down the road of doing like a video discussion. And so it was kind of an interview format. And so in between the two interviews we did, he said, I can tell you're a podcaster because of the questions you ask. And he said, I mean, how long did it take you and Melanie to kind of find a rhythm? And I was like, about 12 years.
Yeah.
I think. About 12 years.
Really was. Really, really.
Still don't really have the technical side of it down. Still not really.
No, but we really, but it's our type nine in us because we really like to start slow and then we really taper off, you know? So it's just the way we go. It's the way we go.
It is.
I know it was a strategy. It was funny because I was talking to my friends this weekend that I was with about kind of a business idea that they had, and our friend Height came over and he was kind of helping them or whatever. And he was like, it's like Mel did. And I said, listen, everything I've done by accident. I said, don't give me credit.
Yes. Both of us. None of it has been the result of sound strategy or planning. None of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I had no business plan. And then Height was like, I'm going to look up your LinkedIn profile. And I said, I appreciate that you think I have a LinkedIn profile.
I also don't have a LinkedIn profile.
No. I said, does anybody do that? I said, I thought that was like MySpace for business people and it went away. And apparently that's wrong.
Apparently LinkedIn is a fairly active community, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's what Height told me and I didn't know. So now he's going to send me tips on how to create my own LinkedIn. And I appreciate that he thinks I'm going to do it he sends me those tips.
I appreciate that level of optimism. Really?
Yeah.
I appreciate that level of blind faith is what
I know.
It's not going to happen, Height.
Yeah. And he's known me for 30 years. So you would think of all people, he'd be like, yeah, that isn't going to happen. But he believes in me somewhere.
Well, one of the things that we talked about when we recorded Monday and I screamed into a cassette recorder, one of the initial delights of our conversation was the fact that Texas A&M beat the Florida Gators this past weekend. And since we talked, it turns out it looks like the Florida Gators have had a bit of a COVID flare.
Yeah. they've come down with a bit of yes. a COVID, which I think is ironic considering that Dan Mullen was really griping and pushing that they needed to have full stands at this game this weekend. And there again, to Coach Mullen, I want to say, hey, you got bigger issues, fella. Worry about your defense and worry about your COVID.
Well, what I think we all appreciate about Melanie is her ability to really, she doesn't take victories to heart at all. She Mm-mm. really minimizes a victory. And I say good for you because that was a huge win. That was a big win for the Aggies.
It was a huge win. I felt like it was a much needed win. I felt like we needed, you know, sometimes I think that there are wins. Like I can go back to when we played Florida in 2012, and that was Johnny Manziel's first game. And we did not win, but we came really close. And it was like that shifted the whole momentum of it was like this, you know what, we can do this. Like we can hang with the big dogs. And so I hope that that's what this is for our team. I felt like that's what our 7 overtime win over LSU was, and apparently it wasn't.
So
I'm cautiously optimistic, but like I said, as somebody said, this weekend is the Big Boo Bowl, which is A&M versus Mississippi State. And so I have two concerns. I have two big concerns. Number one, I have a concern about Kellen Mond's ability to have two really good games 2 weeks in a row because we'll see if he can show up or if he just buys into his own hype because he had a really great game and got, you know, SEC, you know, offensive player of the week.
Right.
So we'll see. And number two, the Aggies have a really, really bad history of going to Starkville. Starkville has been really unkind to us in the past. So what I'm saying is I don't really feel good.
Okay. Well, listen, I don't either. So that makes two of us. I don't feel good about it. Now, we need a rebound to put it very lightly. We need a rebound. We didn't fare well against the Kentucky Wildcats this past weekend after we didn't fare well against the Arkansas Razorbacks. So the Bulldogs really need a win. I wouldn't even presume to know the ins and outs of what's going on, but it, you know, to have had such success week one, really unprecedented offensive success. It's been a bit of a nosedive. So we'll see how it goes. I do always enjoy our game though. It's kind of like I always enjoy when State plays Auburn. I like the land grant institutions going head to head. If I were on campus this weekend, which I won't be, but there's a feeling, there's just like a camaraderie kind of thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And it was the same thing like when State played Oklahoma State. We had a series with them several years ago. And there's just this sort of shared set of perspective and value about education and life. And I don't know. I just always enjoy those games. So the Aggies who were in Starkville, I feel like, will be right at home.
Oh, 100%. Well, and I'm going to tell you something, too, that if there's anything that Mike Leach has proven in the past is that he can be the Aggies' complete nemesis. So I'm going to say, I mean, I think that's why, like, week one when y'all came out blazing against LSU, I think Aggies everywhere went, we're going back to playing Tech every year is what has just happened. Like we've just found ourselves repeating his to where we're going to have to deal with this Leach situation once a season. So, I don't know. So your friend Emma Kate actually texted me this morning about something totally different, but then she said, Sophie and I are already waving the white flag for the weekend. And I said, not so fast, Emma Kate, not so fast.
Emma Kate loves when teams are competitive. Like she'll handle a close loss, she can handle real well. But like this past weekend when our game was not necessarily, it didn't feel super competitive. Listen, that's just not acceptable when you go out there and it just seems like you're not prepared. And I'm sure we were prepared. I just, something's off and I don't know what's off, but something's off.
And I think it's hard to know. Like, I think it's hard to know. And listen, I don't know based on the Florida situation. I mean, we could get to Thursday and we could be like, hey, guess what? 74 players are out because of COVID. And that could be a total changer too. So all that to say, I think that it feels appropriate that neither one of us really believe in our team going into this weekend.
I'll be so happy if they win. They play Saturday. We'll see each other Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
So it'll be great. We can.
And it's all, yeah. And it's all fine. It is, yeah. It is what it is. I mean, it's kind of one of those that after the game on, I think Peter Burns from ESPN tweeted, on Monday morning that he was like, when you look at the team now that has the clearest path to the college football playoff, it's Texas A&M. And what I wanted to say was, I'm going to need you to shut your mouth. Like, do not speak it. Do not say it. Do not even allude to it. I don't know why on earth you would even put that out into the universe unless you just hate Texas A&M. Like, I'm not even interested. I mean, I'm saying that I feel so pessimistic at this point most of the time about Aggie football that if we actually made it to January and we were in the college football playoff, I would decide that Jesus was probably going to come back before we had a chance to actually play that
right.
game.
Right. It's the the final prophecy that needs to be fulfilled.
One of the scrolls that opens, is what I'm saying.
It is. I think that Aggies and Bulldogs are most comfortable working from a place of being an underdog. Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. where we thrive, where we
yes.
have to get out there and be super scrappy,
mm-hmm.
but we don't operate well from a place of success.
No.
So it makes us cautious. Even in the LSU game, I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, but our friend Joel texted me, you know, and just like, good game, because he's a huge LSU fan. And I was like, there's still over a minute left. Like, not so fast.
Yeah.
We're the Mississippi State Bulldogs. So
that's exactly when Seth Small lined up to kick that 26-yard field goal, which really should be a gimme in most instances with 2 seconds left. I thought, this game's going to overtime. Like, not because I don't believe in Seth Small, but I just know the way things go, you know.
You've been conditioned. It's like when Dak was our quarterback and we had been number one and Alabama beat us in Tuscaloosa and Alex Hudson, who was at that point 11, maybe.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he was probably 11, fell apart. And I kneeled down in the Bryant Denny Stadium and looked him in the eyeball and said, this is what it's like to be a Mississippi State fan. You're going to have to learn. I know it hurts. There's going to be hurt a lot. This mm-hmm. is just part of it. And so, anyway, it's just one of those things.
Because like I said last week, apparently God isn't worried about Alabama having idols. He's not worried about it. He's not worried about it. Just for those of us in Texas and Mississippi, he's mm-hmm. worried about our idols.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah. He definitely is. It's character building. That's what I say.
It is. It is. Hey, everybody. It's me here to talk about my favorite obsession, Best Fiends. Because sometimes in the year 2020, I find I just need a break. I need to do something that gets my mind off of all the stresses of life. That's when I like to play a few levels in Best Fiends, the 5-star rated mobile puzzle game. I love playing Best Fiends while Perry is watching TV because I usually have no interest in what he's watching, and it's a great way to pretend I'm listening while I'm not really listening. I'm currently on level 504 and not one bit sad about it. There is nothing as satisfying as moving to the next level and feeling like I've accomplished something while relaxing at the same time. It's basically the 2020 version of Needlepoint for me. Best Fiends is a great way to pass time when you're bored, waiting on hold for the cable company, sitting in a doctor's office, or whenever you just need a quick brain break. It's free to download and has literally millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play. And when Best Fiends says the fun never ends, they are not kidding, because there are over 5,000 levels and counting, which means I probably need to go keep playing right now. There's always another update, whether it's more levels or fun changes to the game. Just don't blame me if you end up kind of obsessed, because I blame Sophie for getting me addicted in the first place. But secretly, I'm glad that she did. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. You can download it today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. So let's talk about, so you brought up, let's talk about the heartache of Dak, because God, that was just horrendous on Sunday.
It was horrendous. And I just hate to see him hurt. I don't know if you mm-hmm. saw it, but somebody sent it to me on Instagram and then I saw it pop up on Twitter a lot, but apparently the people in his neighborhood put like signs in his yard, you know, like, you know how you can rent signs for birthdays and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But the people in his neighborhood put a big, huge get well soon sign in his yard with the Dallas Star on it and all that kind of stuff, which I thought was really sweet. But I mentioned this on Monday, and I'll say it again. What was the sweetest thing to me was just over and over and over his former teammates from state, his teammates from Dallas. Not only were they so compassionate and so kind when he got injured on Sunday, but just the messages on social media, the way people see him as such a leader and say there's nobody's going to outwork him. The word warrior popped up over and over and over. I mean, he's just one of the good guys. And so apparently his surgery went well that he had Sunday night. And he'll work like crazy to get back. And I did see where Stephen Jones said that he was, the franchise quarterback or whatever. But here's what I'm going to say. They need to pony up. I feel like he's having to prove himself this season to try to get this deal. And they could have settled that. I don't know. I don't know a lot about football negotiations, but
no.
But like, if he's your guy, then let him be your guy.
Yeah. I totally agree. I think it said so much about him. And I mean, I wasn't watching the game. It later. And I didn't even see the injury because I don't want to see the injury. Mm. But I saw when they had put him up on the cart and just the way all his teammates gathered around him. And you see players and you don't always see their teammates rally around them like that. And I thought it spoke to number one, the severity of his injury. And number two, just how much they like him and respect him as their quarterback. And you know how much I believe in a quarterback that needs to lead the team and earn the team's respect.
Well, I've never seen a better one in terms of leading. Yeah. I've never seen a better one than Dak Prescott. Yeah. And if he stays at Dallas, if he ends up somewhere else, wherever he goes, I think I know all Mississippi State people will cheer for whatever team he's playing for because he's that guy. He is just that guy. The amount of leadership, the gift of leadership that he has is really to behold. And, I like leadership. It fires me up. I like when I see it happening naturally. I like when it's put in a good direction. And he is one of those people where I would tell Alex over and over again, put your eyes on that guy, watch him do his thing.
Yeah.
Listen, could you give us a speech right now? I'm kind of getting fired up. Like, I just love to see it at work. And you see the payoff of his leadership, not only in terms of how much better he's gotten as a quarterback and how hard he works, but just in the way that people respect him and respond to him. And golly, we are cheering for him and his recovery. So,
I hope that he has a good recovery. I mean, the thing is they have so many medical advances now and so many different things that they can do, that, hopefully he'll be up and going in no time and he'll be back next season.
I know. I hope so.
So
one of the other things we talked about last week Monday, follow-up to last week's discussion about boots, because I've really developed a fondness for the Chelsea boots. And I feel like now they're popping up everywhere. It's like my phone's heard me and I just am constantly being confronted with a Chelsea boot.
I
even in a moment of weakness went back and looked at those at Anthropologie that are a little pricey that I love, but they weren't available until later in October or something. I was like, that's a sign. So I took Melanie's advice and ordered a starter boot, as she called it, from Target, a pair of universal thread boots. And they came in, I guess, over the weekend, and they are really comfortable. They're great.
Okay. I believe in a starter boot. I just think that it's a great thing to do. I think it's a great one if you like a style of boot. And I actually went in for myself. I got a pair of kind of black biker boots from Target that are universal thread because I was like, I don't know that I want these. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much I'll like them, but I was like, I just want to see because I'm like, I'll wear them enough to get 99 out of them, but I don't know that I want to invest in a pricier pair.
Right.
And so I think that's a really good way to find out. And that's the beauty of the Target shoes because, it's not a huge commitment in the whole scheme of things.
It's not a huge commitment. It's not an expensive commitment.
So I know. I keep looking at those Dolce Vita. Those are just so good looking. And you know what? I had told you on Monday, and I'm sitting here looking right now, those Paul Green boots. So Nordstrom put a bunch of stuff on sale for 40% off. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that now those Paul Green, the ones, those dynamic boots that we both really loved, they're now 66% off, 62% off, which makes them a bargain. But I'm sad to tell you that all they have them left in is a 5.5 and a 6.
You've never seen me wedge my foot in something faster.
I know.
I really want them. I actually got in the bed Monday night about those boots. And which is really normal, but yeah. I just, they're so pretty. And to know that they're that price. Have you looked to see if they're somewhere else?
I haven't yet. I need to. I'd kind of forgotten about them. Now, I will say that the Paul Green Denver belted biker boot, which I know you don't like as well, but I really do like a lot. It's not a Chelsea boot, but it's a similar kind of look. They are also now 62% off.
How many sizes do they have?
They are actually, well, they only have only a few left in 8.5.
What do they have in 9?
They're out of 9s.
Well.
So that doesn't do you any good.
Can you even believe it? That's what Martha would say. Can you even believe it? That's just how it happens with me. That is just how it happens with me.
Every time
I see something I like, they're out of stock. They don't have my size.
It's just so frustrating. Well, I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to make that. I'd kind of forgotten I'd gotten off track, but I'm going to keep looking, see if we can find you those Paul Green boots, because they are really good looking.
Maybe when we see each other this next week, maybe we can look at boots together.
Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Mm-hmm. That is a great idea. And we can do that. And then it's not on the podcast with us going, hey, look at these boots.
Oh, no.
Go to www. And see.
Do you know what I just realized?
What?
We still...
If you're going to tell me that we're not recording, I'm throwing out my computer.
No. We're recording. Okay. No, what I just realized is, though, that we've got to record another episode for when we're gone.
Yeah, but you know what I started thinking, though? I think we need to bring our microphones to Reese, because I think because Mississippi State and the Aggies play Saturday, I think for us to record on Friday is going to seem weird.
Okay, I'm good with that. And then we'll just record from our rooms.
Yeah, don't you think? Just sit in our rooms and do it?
Yeah, we tried to record in the same room one time, like I feel like 11 years ago.
A long time ago.
And it was weird. I thought it was weird, didn't you?
It was weird. Yeah, I don't think we can do that. But I think if we have our mics and we just do it, because I started thinking, because I was like, it's going to be weird if we record and put it out after that game's over and we don't talk at all about that game.
I may have to pack my old microphone, though, because this one, I don't know how well it travels.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, I'm all for it.
Okay. Hey everybody, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and delicious recipes delivered right to your door, which is my favorite way to get anything delivered. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip all the trips to the grocery store, and it makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. I can spend so much time each week, it drives me crazy trying to figure out what I'm going to cook, and then I just find myself making the same things over and over again because I don't want to put the time in to think about it, figure out new ingredients, go to the store, get those new ingredients, especially during the school year when life gets so busy. That's why I love HelloFresh. It helps save time, money, and stress because it delivers right to your doorstep with pre-measured ingredients and easy-to-follow recipes. Sophie and I recently texted back and forth because we got the same meals delivered to our door. We got this chicken sausage bolognese one night and a smoky pork tenderloin for the other night. And we couldn't get over how they were both so easy. They were different from anything we'd normally make, and they were super easy. Sophie even went one further and told me that when she got home from work two different nights, David had already started cooking their HelloFresh meal because it's so easy without all the guesswork. You can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or even less. And the most important thing is it tastes good and your people actually want to eat it. One of the things I love the most is it offers so many delicious options every week to help you break out of your rut and try new things. I feel like I'm trying new recipes and seeing things that I never would have thought of before. And there's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and kid-friendly recipes. It's also flexible for your lifestyle because if you're like me, sometimes you don't know what Tuesday night's going to look like and are we going out Friday night? What are we doing? But you can easily change your delivery days or your food preferences, and you can skip a week whenever you need to. HelloFresh is also committed to giving back. They donated over 2.5 million meals to charity in 2019, and this year they're continuing to step up their food donations to local communities during the coronavirus crisis. I love a company that makes dinner easy for me and gives back to the world. It's a total win for everybody. You can go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo80 and use the code BigBoo80 to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/BigBoo80 and use code BigBoo80 to get a total of $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. Thanks, HelloFresh, for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Okay, so, but then, okay, so we'd also talked about last week, we talked about shoes. And remember I said, and I texted you this, but we were on the lookout. Harry wanted some shoes. He wanted like a casual shoe that yes. wasn't a boot. The Cole Haans didn't work. Caroline said those were off-putting. and so in the, which is just the teens mm-hmm. keep us humble.
Yes.
But in that you kind of threw out, you were like, well, has he tried the Olakais? And I was like, because he's got his feet. I can't even tell you. He's got like custom orthotics from the podiatrist. He's got the Shankles have bad feet. They just do.
But will you please share again what Perry wears for house shoes?
Oh, because, and so right now what he currently wears for house shoes is a pair of socks and his Birkenstocks.
Makes me so happy.
Is what he wears. Usually with a pair of, I just want you to get the full picture. Usually with a pair of like athletic, like long athletic shorts from like Academy, yeah. you know, like those kind of mesh athletic shorts.
Do you play bad to the bone when he walks in the room?
Just so I really do. And it's like, you know, in the summer he wears the Birkenstocks around the house, which I get. But then when we add the socks, when the weather cools off, I feel like that's really a good look. That's really.
It is a good look.
So you had said, you were like, has he tried Olakais? And I was like, I don't know, whatever. Well, then after we got off the phone or after we got off the podcast that day, I started looking up Olakais because you had mentioned all the guys in your small group wear them and they're a big yes. thing. And here's what I've learned. I do feel like a trend tends to start in Birmingham and then works its way over. I think trends move across the country east to west a lot of times.
So interesting.
Yeah. Like it's a little, because you'll tell me something like that your girls wearing, you're like, oh, are all the girls there wearing whatever? And I'm like, I don't even know what those are. And then like 2 months later, I'm like, oh, there they are. You know, okay. like it takes a little bit more time. So I thought, well, I'm going to look up the Olakais. And so I found them and I was like, oh, those look good. I like them. And then everything talked about comfort. So we ordered him the Olakais. The style he got were the Kalia Lees, which are kind of like the lace up Oxford look.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you that they came in and he put them on and he said, this is the most comfortable pair of shoes I've ever had on. And
it feels like a win. Feels like a win.
I can't even tell you because he's the worst about like, he puts on a pair of shoes and he's like, no, they're too tight. Too big, they're too whatever, the arch is terrible. And then he goes and gets his custom orthotics and he puts those in and then he's like, no, I still don't like them, whatever. But these, he was like, I don't even think I need my custom orthotics. Like they're so comfortable, they fit so well, they have great arch support, because that's part of the problem is he needs a lot of arch support.
Well, I can relate to that. This is yes, also my struggle. Mm-hmm.
And so that was it. But what I told you was I'm so excited because they also have house slippers. And so he is for sure getting a pair of them for house shoes this Christmas. And because I won't have to see the Birkenstocks with the socks. We'll get him some legit house shoes that he can wear like a normal person.
Do you think he'll wear them? So anyway, or is he such a creature of habit with the socks and the Birkenstocks that it'll take a minute?
No, I think it'll take a minute, but I think he will. Now, will he wear them with socks? Probably. But probably, that's okay. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever. I mean, you got to take your little victories where you can get them. But anyway, I was so excited. And I was staying with my friend Jamie and Trevor this past weekend in Dallas. And I showed them to Trevor and he liked them so much that he ordered them. And he got them in today and sent me a picture of his feet and said, these are great shoes. Thank you so much.
Well, listen, the men, I will speak for the men in our small group and say that it was their honor and their privilege to serve.
Well, they did. Mm-hmm.
They all love them. They really do.
Okay. So. Well, and they have so many cute, because they have some leather sneakers that I think are so cute. They have mm-hmm. flip-flops if you want that. They have the house slippers that I mentioned. They have like more like a slip-on loafer. Yes. So it's just, and they look, they don't look off-putting, because I think the thing, right. I knew what Caroline was saying about the Cole Haans, because when you first get them, they're super shiny. Like they almost look like tap shoes. And you're like, it's just sudden.
seem right to me.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. So these, I mean, they feel like butter, like they're already soft. They just, yeah. And they look really nice and they look like something he would wear. And so anyway, that's.
And their leather colors are beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like nothing's too much. Nothing. Uh-uh. Everything's kind of muted and yeah, I think they're a great guy's shoe.
So thank you so much for bringing those into our life because that was a game changer for us.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad. David is also particular about how shoes fit, and he really, really, really loves the Olakais. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're a good go-to.
They were a score. Yeah, they were a score.
Hey, y'all, it's me with a quick break to tell you about NoteCube. I believe I've mentioned a few times that this is Caroline's senior year. And as a senior in a pandemic, that means that you miss out on some of the usual milestones that go along with that. So I've been looking for ways to make her know that she is loved and appreciated, especially knowing that we have less than a year with her at home. NoteCube is so great. It's a new and thoughtful way to show someone special how much you love and appreciate them in such an easy way. It comes in a beautifully packaged box, and it's full of customized messages based on all the things you love about them, and you can even add photos if you want, which I think is so cool. It's a perfect, thoughtful, unexpected gift. It would be so good for Mother's Day, a birthday, Father's Day, an anniversary, weddings, Valentine's Days, even Thanksgiving, just as a time to let people in your life know all the things that you appreciate them. So what you do is you go to the website and you can click on all the qualities that you want to highlight about the person that you're going to gift it to. And then it generates these personalized notes. And so you can click on them, you can edit them if you want to make it sound more like you, and you can even add photos if you want to do that, which I think is awesome. And then there's a really pretty engraved wooden box option that you can get. So you gift them that engraved wooden box that has all of their notes. So not only do they see them every day, but they can keep them for a lifetime, which I just think is so cool and so special. It only takes a few minutes to create, and it's just a really great way to let the people in your life know how much you love them and all the qualities that you see in them, because sometimes those are the things they don't even see in themselves. NoteCube has been great, and they're offering a special offer to all our listeners. You can get 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO. You get free delivery worldwide, and you can shop online and customize your notes at thenotecube.com. Again, that's 20% off when you use the code BIGBOO at checkout. You can shop online at thenotecube.com. You get free delivery worldwide. It's such a great gift. It's easy to create, and it lasts a lifetime.
So my big development over the weekend, as Perry was working on his Olakais and the Bulldogs were getting beat by the Kentucky Wildcats, was that at some point I kind of checked out of football and was like, I need a show.
Yeah.
And so I decided after you had talked about it and my sister had also talked about it, that I was going to watch Emily in Paris on Netflix. And we talked about this when we recorded on Monday, but I don't think I've watched anything else this week, but I continue to marvel that this show is it's not good. Like, I'm just gonna say, it's not good.
It's really not.
It's not. I mean, I don't mean like it's not a good television show. Every scene is like 35 seconds long.
Yeah.
You don't have any idea of who these people are or why you're starting. Like, just Emily ends up in Paris because a coworker couldn't go. But we don't know who she is. We don't know what she's about.
Yeah.
Everything is a little too coincidental, and you have to suspend a lot of belief as you watch.
Yeah.
But I don't mind it.
No.
Like, uh-uh. All that being said, I don't mind it. It's mindless.
Yeah.
It asks very little of me as a viewer, which honestly, given everything going on in the world, feels a little bit like a relief.
Yeah.
Her clothes are gorgeous.
Yep.
She wears a lot of color in a setting where people don't. Yeah. And you have pointed out that you feel like her eyebrows are really exceptional.
I do. I feel good about it. And I think that's the whole thing is you watch it. Everybody I know who watches it is watching it and they're like, I don't really know why I'm watching this. Like, right. It's so telling of what we've been through.
It is.
As a people in 2020.
I don't know why I'm watching this. I don't care about a single character, but Eiffel Tower, you know?
Yeah, no.
But you know, fresh flowers, but yeah. Quirky Parisian apartment with a beautiful view. That's all it's really bringing to the table.
It is. I mean, and that's like, and she's got a great wardrobe. Her hair looks great until halfway through when she gets some bad extensions, mm-hmm. and now it just moves as clumps. But I thought same like last night, and I finished episode 8 last night.
Okay.
But I finished it and I thought, I continue to not care about any of these characters. I don't find any of them particularly likable.
No.
I think this plot line is kind of dumb, if there even is a plot line.
How is she an expert? How is she an expert in social media? Why is she suddenly getting all these followers on her personal Instagram? Because she's posting a selfie and with a baguette in her hand. Like, how is it catching on? There are probably interesting stories here, but they have elected not to share any of them with us.
No. But, I'm like, last night was one where she was like at her friend's champagne, I'm going to say farm, which is the wrong word, but she's at her champagne place. I don't know why I can't think of the word with the little cows that you milk and champagne comes out. But they're there. And number one, I'm like, of course you go when you meet some heiress to like a champagne fortune, you know, is your friend who helps you buy flowers.
Yeah. She's only met. I mean, the creme de la creme of Parisian society.
Yes. Yes. And so she's met her, and then she posts like, she's like, here, let's take a picture. And this is all part of her. Supposedly she's there to like teach them how to market in the US. And she like takes a selfie of them with their champagne and she tags it champagne in champagne. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you that if I were paying for this, I can come up with champagne and champagne on my own.
But yet we watch
because she's cute. Mm-hmm. Her wardrobe is really fun to see. I like to see all the different combinations of stuff she wears, and that makes it worth it. And I've always maintained, I think Lily Collins has fabulous eyebrows. Now, are they more eyebrow than any normal person could have? 100%. I mean, like the rest of us, eyebrow. If you put that eyebrow on me, you would be like, well, hello, Groucho Marx. It would look like a Halloween costume. But she's such a pretty girl and they fit her face so well.
Yeah.
And so to me, they are aspirational eyebrows, and that we should all hope that our eyebrows in their own unique way frame our face the way hers frame her face.
And fulfill their purpose. We would hope that our eyebrows fulfill their purpose.
Yes.
To which they have been called.
That's right. Because eyebrows make a big difference. And you do have to remember, like your eyebrows, I mean, no two eyebrows are the same, even your own. They are sisters. Right. Mm-hmm. They aren't twins, as somebody once told me. So you have to work with them and you have to pencil them in and you have to use some gel to get them to stay. But I'm just saying, she is an example of like, it is worth it.
Listen, yesterday I put I don't know how early it was when I put my makeup on. It was pretty early. And I put gel on, and what I didn't realize was, there was a gel clump on my eyebrow. And so
I didn't
realize it until last night. I looked and I was like, oh, I look like Kaneki from Greece. part of my eyebrow was like, it was out. It was kind of flipped. It was really attractive.
Well,
I don't think any part of makeup takes as long to do. Eyebrows take the longest for me.
I agree. And I've actually thought, like, what I want to go get mine microbladed so they're like permanently done.
Yes.
You know?
Well, that concealer takes a long time for me. If I put concealer, like, to get concealer really well blended takes a minute, but eyebrows take a long time.
They do. They do. It's a commitment to get your eyebrows, but I do think it's worth it because when I see somebody, I notice people's eyebrows. I just do. And if I see somebody where I'm like, those eyebrows are too thin for your face, you've got them arched too heavily. Like, I think it's worth it to go get your eyebrows done by a professional. And then you don't have to do it all the time, but then just, it gives you a guideline. It gives you a template to go on.
You should just start approaching people and say, I have some thoughts about your eyebrows.
And I bet in 2020, that wouldn't get me punched out at all. No, I would end up on the news.
Go well.
Mm-hmm, let me tell you, your mask really accentuates the fact that your eyebrows are off.
Right.
And so
I've had some thoughts.
Your lipstick color doesn't matter anymore. So let me tell you about your eyebrows, since that's a part of your face that we can see.
Okay. So I noticed yesterday you posted about Amazon Prime Days and you got a new mirror.
I did. And it just came in today. That's the benefit. I'm going to tell you, I ordered two things off of Amazon Prime yesterday that have already showed up at my house today. It's amazing. Amazon is the wonder of the world. So my mirror showed up today. I've been wanting one of those like magnifying lit mirrors forever.
Where are you going to keep it? That's all.
I just set it on my bathroom countertop. I just put it next to my makeup. And so, and I'll just keep it there. I had thought about getting one. They have the ones that you can like bolt to the wall. Like, you know, you have at a hotel where you can pull them out. But I was like, that feels like a big commitment. Like, I just need something that I can sit and look, you know, to do my eyebrows or whatever, to sit and look at my wrinkles and my fine lines 10 times magnified.
My crepey skin 10 times magnified. That's a whole afternoon, really.
And you have to be careful, because that's the kind of situation that'll get you, like you'll overpluck your eyebrows real quick if you start looking in that deal.
It can take you to a dark place in several ways, I feel like.
Yep. It really can.
Make you obsessive. It can result in some obsessive plucking.
Yes.
It can reinforce your personal beliefs about how well you are or are not aging. It's a tricky deal. But it's humbling. Turned it on, you like the lighting and everything?
Yeah, the lighting is good. Like, it lights up all around. It takes AA batteries or AAA batteries. And so I really like it. Like, I think I'm going to like it, because there are times that you just need a good magnifying mirror. Like, it just... Yeah. You do. So, and I'd had like this little small one that I had had forever that was completely cracked. And it falls into that category of like, hey, why don't we spend the $20 and get a mirror that you aren't going to cut yourself on every time you try to pluck your eyebrows, you know?
Yeah, I think that's great. The thing that I ordered, and again, somebody Instagrammed me to let me know that this was on sale, because when we did the Patreon episode with Gully, she mentioned that she liked the R&Co shampoo.
Yes.
And I looked at it that day, and then I put it in my cart, and then I got busy doing something else. And so anyway, I ended up talking myself out of it. Like, I've got plenty of shampoo, whatever. But because she said she tried the Olaplex that you use, but didn't work because her hair was fine. And
yeah,
me. So I thought, well, that's just the Lord going before me.
Yeah.
So I ordered the R&Co shampoo and conditioner yesterday, the Dallas thickening shampoo and the Dallas thickening conditioner. Cause I texted Gully about a week ago and said, okay, of all the ones you mentioned, which ones do you like the best? And it was on sale for like 20. I mean, it's expensive normally, but it was on sale for something. And then when you put it in your cart, it got even less expensive. So anyway, it ended up being like $19 or $20 a bottle, I think is what it was.
Okay. But that's a good deal for good shampoo. For good shampoo. I feel like that's reasonable.
Yeah. No, it was. It was a great deal. And if I had tried it before, I probably would have stocked up a little bit on it. But so I can't wait for it to get here. It should be here tomorrow. I can't wait to try it, because, you know, I just, when I hear about a good product like that, and somebody who's loyal to a product like that, it makes me very curious, especially somebody whose hair is a similar texture to mine. So we'll see.
Yeah. And Gully, I'm going to tell you that Gully she's spent a third of her life trying to figure out all the ways to get the most hair volume she can. So
I appreciate that knows. Person. I do.
Yeah. She knows. It's been a process. Well, I can't wait to hear. You'll have to let us know. Now the other thing I ordered was, and I'd had my eye on it for a long time, because you know how I am about my pillows.
Oh, here we go.
It's
a pen and some paper.
So I had most recently been using the Beckham gel pillow.
Yes.
Amazon.
Remember. Yes.
And I like it. I mean, here's the thing. It's not bad. It's just, it tends to,
imagine a commercial and that's all we can say. Try the Beckham gel pillow. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's actually, and it depends on what you want, but part of, because I used to always just like a feather pillow, like a down feather pillow that would, because what happens is I like to get my head nestled into a little spot
And then I like to have that little, that give in it. And what happens with the Beckham gel pillow is it kind of re-lofts itself. You know what I mean? So if you like that, it's great for that. But then I would go to turn and it's like, it would be puffy again. And I'm like, no, I need it. And so I would have to burrow my head. It was a whole thing. So I had seen a lot of people talking about the Coop Home Goods adjustable loft pillow.
Adjustable.
So I'm going to tell you, this thing came today. It was in a small box and it was all like zip sealed like a thing. So you take your pillow out and it's super soft already on the outside, which I like. And then you're supposed to put it in the dryer to let it like loft and fluff out. But then, so it comes like kind of the adequate fill if you're a side sleeper, which is what I typically am.
Okay.
But it comes with another, with an additional tube of stuffing that you can then put in the pillow to get it to your desired loft.
Well, then.
So.
This is what I picture.
I have not slept on it.
Right now. It's you. It's 2:38 in the morning. And you decide to need an additional loft in your pillow. Or you decide you have too much loft in your pillow. And you're burrowing in that thing and adding and fluffing and adjusting to get it just right.
I know. I mean, and I'm not going to tell you that that isn't going to happen because we both know there's a pretty good chance that it will. But I will say, based on first look, I have high hopes for it. Okay. So I'm going to sleep on it tonight. We'll see how it goes. I had a lot of people after I posted about it yesterday message me and say it's the best pillow they've ever had. They love it. It's so great. It's amazing. Whatever. So it has a lot of buzz. So we'll see.
I can't wait for the link. I'm going to check this out because you and David have similar standards when it comes to pillows. Y'all really do. Y'all have some specific qualities you like in a pillow. And so I can't wait to check it out.
So we'll see. So apparently what it's filled with is like cross-cut, like shredded memory foam is what's in it.
Okay.
But it feels like because I did have, before the gel pillow, I did have a down feather pillow that was pretty good that I also liked, but it just every now and then, and I know that I can put three pillowcases on, but it's like, then a feather would poke me in the night, you know, and it's just, it's been a journey is what I'm saying. So I'm going to try the Coop. I'm going to see how it goes and I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, I look forward to your report.
Okay. So that was my other, that's what I ordered. Those were my Amazon Prime items yesterday that I decided to go ahead and take the splurge on.
Well, it sounds like you got some good ones.
Well, we'll see. Well, I feel better about the mirror I feel good about the pillow. I can't speak to it until I sleep on it.
Well, now we talked a little bit earlier this week about some things that we have tried and whether or not we still like them. I don't know if we want to go through that whole list again. I just want to say that, and we can go through the whole list again, but I just want to say that those Paul Green sneakers that you recommended have really been, they've been a bright light in a dark year.
I'm so happy.
And I love them. I would buy them. I would continue to buy them. And here's what's interesting about those is, you know, so many shoes right now have the white sole. What do you call that kind of sole? Is that rubber? I don't think it's rubber.
Yeah, like a white, like a rubber sole. It's like a sneaker rubber sole.
These, for some reason, they don't get dirty. Like they don't get more. I don't know if it's a higher quality rubber. I don't know what it is, but they continue to look brand new. I just love them. I love them.
Okay. They're so cute. I can't wait to see them in person.
Oh, well, listen, we can spend some time with them. We can,
we
can put them on a table. We can look at them from all angles. We can photograph them. They're great. I love them. You could try them on. And so you can see.
Oh yeah, I could and see. I know. But now, I mean, they're pretty much sold out and they're completely, the Paul Greens, once they go on sale, now that we know, I mean, they're gone.
I wish I could set up an alert for those things.
I was going to say, there's like a Paul Green cult apparently that we didn't know about. And because when they go on sale, they're gone.
They're great shoes. The other thing I wanted to report on was, because you have been deeply involved in this process, was my progress with the Revitalash.
Oh, do tell.
So you know this, but last week, Jamie Golden and I were voxing back and forth about something. And she mentioned that she had had she mentioned some specific issues she'd happened with the Revital Lash. I won't get into that because it's not my story to tell.
Yes. But
I was like, oh, now that you mention it, I've had some discoloration on my eyelid on one side. Yeah. And what looks like the beginning of a sty in my left eye, but it hasn't formed. And I said, so maybe I need to quit using it. And Jamie immediately voxed me back and she was like, no, don't quit using it. You keep on using it.
Yeah. I agree.
You'll be fine. It's going to be fine.
And I agree.
The little sty place has faded. I think I just got a little unruly with my application a couple of times and got the stuff up on my eyelid. I think that's why it got a little discolored.
Yeah.
It faded. But she was like, no, I talked to my dermatologist. Here's what he said about our eyelashes. And she goes into the whole life cycle of an eyelash.
Yes.
And so anyway, so what I can tell you is at this point, they really have grown. Now, they're not super thick, but they're so much longer than they were when I started to use the Revita Lash. Like they do. And I actually have been using the Revita Brow because you said, you know, that applicator you felt like was good. And maybe that's why it got all over my eyelid and created an issue. But if you have on makeup, nobody can tell.
No, that's the whole thing. Who cares about some, when your eyelashes look that good, nobody's like, but I did notice that the end of your eyelid is discolored.
So anyway, it's been good to experience some growth, literally.
Yes.
In the area. It's been nice for me to feel like my mascara efforts are not in vain.
Yes.
I also changed eyelash curlers because I really felt like maybe I was maybe chopping off my eyelashes a little with my former curler. So okay. I got a
the Shiwamura or whatever. What? Is that what you're trying to say?
I literally cannot say the word I'm having. I'm having a stroke.
Can you spell it? Can you spell it for us? Blink three times if you can spell.
I know. Shiseido or Shiseido.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. I know that brand.
Just a moment. I think that's what I got. I can't remember, but it's shaped a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lot of, my eyes are more hooded. I don't have a lot of eyelid space, and apparently it's shaped for my kind of eye. And I think that's been helpful too. I think I'm not damaging my eyelashes as much as I was with a different curler. So.
Okay. Well, and I do think that you'll eventually see some thickening. I mean, I think you see the lengthening first because it shows up and it's more dramatic, but then I do think that also leads to thickening eventually. Okay. So I think you'll get both. Now I have been using mine because, you know, I had switched to the new lash and then it wasn't working as well. So I had ordered the Revita Lash during the Nordstrom sale. And so my lashes are back at a length and a thickness that I like them being. Okay. And so I will tell you that I'm going tomorrow to go get a lash lift because, you know, it's not something that I do all the time. I've told you it's a thing, but I thought they're long enough now and I'm tired of messing with curling them. And so I was like, I'm going to go do the lash lift because I know that'll last me about a month and I do have some things coming up. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And
I'm going to be in a deep place of lash insecurity in Pawhuska in about 3 days. I'm gonna be like, I don't know, I'm gonna have a blanket over my head.
I don't think so because yours are longer and you got your new Shiseido.
Here's what you need to remember. Yes, they are longer, but what I was really starting with was nothing. So it's not, you're not even going to notice, like you're really not going to notice and you're going to stare at them and you're going to think, I want to see that they're different. But I mean, like I'm looking at them right now. Like my mascara is off right now, so I can't tell, but
I think I'll notice that they're different. I notice eyelashes and I notice eyebrows. I think I'll notice. I think
my right eye is a lot better, but I'm talking about, I had like bald spots in my eyelashes. So it was really starting from the bottom, you know?
Okay. Well, you got to start. Rome was not built in a day is what I'm going to tell you. It takes some time and some dedication. I mean, I spent a whole year where I had wandered into the new lash abyss, you know, and it's like, I had to start over again.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that's just what we have to do.
It happens. Now I will tell you on other I had talked about that Clean retinol moisturizer on Amazon that I had ordered with that has the retinol. I am probably 6 weeks in. I use it every single night. I love it so much. I can't even tell you. It's moisturizing. It's good. I think the retinol is good. Like, I like what it does for my skin. It's been a real, so it's worth it. I mean, for a jar of moisturizer with retinol, that's like $26. It's great. It's every bit as good as some much pricier ones that I have used in the past.
I put it in our Amazon store a week or two ago. I added some things. And so, because some people had messaged me and asked me specifically about your moisturizer. And so I put that in there. Let me, what else did I put in there? I'm looking. I put your banana clips in there.
Oh, the banana clips. Okay. So have we talked, we haven't talked about the banana clips here though, have we?
No, we haven't talked about the banana clips.
Okay. So Sophie messaged me. Did you message me or did you email me? You texted me like probably 3 weeks ago, and it was an article that was about banana clips making a comeback.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you that short of you telling me that perms were back, I don't know the last time I've been so excited about a hair development. Like, God, loved a banana clip. It is a universally appealing hairstyle. It's flattering on everybody. It gives you the most gorgeous ponytail that like cascades down the back of your head. And I was so excited. So I looked up, and so I went and ordered. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be on the cutting edge of this trend, and I'm going to go ahead and order some banana clips before there's a run on banana clips. And so what I ordered, what I found on Amazon, were there are some that are like kind of a tortoise shell look. So they're like a more sophisticated banana clip than like the neon ones that we wore in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And that first day I got them in and I was like, I'm going to try it. And I'm going to tell you, I put it in my hair and I was like, this is every bit as good as I remembered. Like, it just is a great ponytail. So Caroline has, her hair's really curly. And so she got out of the shower and it had kind of dried. And I said, here, let me try this banana clip in your hair. She was like, what? And I was like, no, flip your head. Just don't ask any questions. Just flip your head over and do what your mother says. And so I showed her how to do the banana clip. And I'm going to tell you, her hair looked glorious in it. Now, she did say, Mom, this is a whole lot of look, which it is. It's a lot.
Children aren't used to that kind of hairstyle. They're not used to a hairstyle that requires the cooperation of physics.
That's right.
Paul Mitchell Freeze and Shine. Pure determination. They're too low maintenance for that.
They are. And they don't know about that the 80s was about more is more. You know, that was kind of how we lived. And so I don't know that they're going to make a comeback. I mean, I hope that they are, but I just have to say, I have them just in case. And I really like the way that they look. And if Caroline were like younger at an age where I could like do stuff to her hair and she couldn't overrule me, I would absolutely be putting her hair in a banana clip.
Well, congratulations is what I say.
Well, I mean, sometimes if the 80s are going to come back to, well, thank you. And if the 80s are going to come back to us in the form of mom jeans and everything else, then they might as well at least give us the gift of a banana clip is what
I'm
saying.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Okay. So this week it's your turn for five favorites.
Okay. I'm ready. Okay. Some what?
Sounded for just a second like Emily in Paris. Okay, I'm ready. And scene.
Why did you not invite me to this meeting?
What did I do? Ooh, a baguette. I mean, it's just whatever.
Am I going to lose my job?
Right.
Je suis.
Je suis. I'll just sashay my way right out of here and get on a park bench. I'll show you.
Yep. And I'll meet a millionaireess or whatever who was on Tokyo Pop Idol, like people do when you're in Paris.
That's right.
Okay. So my five favorites this week. So number one, this is really random, but like a year ago, Caroline, we were at the doctor and she was talking about her legs and her muscles and whatever. And he said, you know, for an athlete, he said, one of the really important things is he said, you need to have extra magnesium in your diet. He said, you need to be on magnesium supplements. Well, then I started looking into magnesium and I was like, you know what? I am not an athlete, but I think I too need to be on magnesium. Okay. When I started reading about, so supposedly it helps you sleep better. It helps with muscle cramps. It helps with digestion. Mm-hmm. It helps with all this stuff. And so I've been taking 300 milligrams of magnesium. Caroline and I both take it every night, like 15 minutes before bed. And I'm telling you, I maintain that it helps you sleep better.
I'm like, so if curious, I think magnesium. About this.
Yeah, I think it is. And when you start reading about it, you kind of realize, like, you'll realize, like, oh no, I think I need to be on magnesium. Like, pretty much a lot of complaints I had as a woman in my late 40s, almost 50, 50s was like, oh no, I need to be on magnesium. Like, okay. this is going to help me. Now, I will say, one of the things that I learned is you have to figure out, because at first I ordered 500 milligrams and that was not good, but okay. It also helps your immune health, which I think is so important because mm-hmm. as you know, we're in a pandemic.
So yes, that's right.
I'm just saying, I'm a big fan of magnesium. So it's one of my favorites. Then my second favorite is I'd ordered these last year and I just reordered them because I had kind of forgotten about them, but they are on Amazon and they are Bobby Sue's Everything Nuts. They come in a big glass jar or a smaller glass jar, but they are so delicious. They're like mixed nuts, but it's like they've been covered in like Trader Joe's everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh goodness.
And they are so good. And so I remember last year I loved having them because it's a great thing. Like if you're having people over, I mean, I don't know, when you're in a pandemic, do you want people grabbing a handful of nuts out of a communal bowl?
You can probably put them not. In individual bowls. You can find, you can find ways to serve them. You can give everybody a cup to scoop them with or something.
That's right. Yeah. You can figure it out. But anyway, they're just really, really good. So, and I like them because a lot of times for lunch, I don't really eat a real lunch, but they're a great thing to like grab a handful of, and they feel like a chip substitute for me because they're so flavorful and they're good.
I'm adding those to our Amazon store right now.
Okay. They're delicious.
All kinds of varieties. They look delicious.
Yeah. They are really, really good. I'm telling you, they are really good. And then, third thing is, so this is the time of year where I really like to have a hat of some sort, like a felt hat, because I wear it to like either football games. I wear them a lot to Caroline soccer games when the weather cools off. I'll wear them to the ranch when I go to the ranch, because you know I really only like to go to the ranch when the weather's cool.
Right.
And so a friend of mine had mentioned this hat last year, and I had kind of had my eye on it, but I was waiting to see, will life come back around to a place where I have a place to wear a hat?
Right. How long before I wear a hat?
How long before mm-hmm. I have a reason? So it's the Wind River by Bailey Caliber Outback hat on Amazon. And it's just a really good looking, it has a 3-inch brim. It's a great size. It has a little bit of a Western look, but not really, but it looks to me a little more legit than just your like average fashion blogger hat. If right. that makes sense.
That makes sense.
It does. Like you shouldn't wear it like a pie plate on the back of your head, like a lot of them wear, where they look like one of those, like the Virgin Mother Mary, where you've got this round halo around the back of your head. Mm-hmm. Don't wear it like that. Wear it on your head, like a hat, like
right.
mm-hmm. let it serve its intended purpose, but it's just really good. And it's a great, the one I got is like that charcoal gray color, but it has a like brown leather hat band. So it's very versatile.
Does it come in sizes or is it just one
size? It does. No, it does come in sizes.
Okay. That would be critical for me, is the hat that comes in sizes.
Yes. No, it does come in sizes. Mm-hmm.
It's really bad.
No, it comes in sizes. I think I got the medium.
I would not be able to get that on my forehead.
Well,
they have an extra large.
I think they do. You can measure, because I think it's actually technically a men's hat, but you can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can measure the circumference of your head and then order based on that. So it's a really good one. And then my other one, because we were talking about, because I don't want to wear socks with my Birkenstocks around the house. And in the wintertime, I really like to wear my Uggs a lot, but I needed something different. So Jessica Simpson has some delightful house slippers on Amazon that are plush. And they kind of look like they could be UGG knockoffs, but they're super comfortable. Anyway, they're warm, but they're not too warm. And they come in lots of colors. And they're just a really great house slipper if you were in the market. I found them because I found a Pop Sugar article that said, hey, don't sleep on Jessica Simpson's house shoes on Amazon. So I was like, oh, I'm going to look into these. And sure enough, they're good.
Speaking of Jessica Simpson, did you see her picture yesterday on Instagram?
I did. I've heard it was date night. Date night looks different. Oh, yeah. Listen.
Her hair looked like $4 million.
Yep. Yeah. She is, listen, Jessica Simpson has it going on. Mm-hmm. She is, and you know what? And it's funny because you see some pictures of her, we're like, well, she's pretty. I mean, she's pretty, but you're like, she looks like a mom. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like she looks whatever, but that picture, I was like, oh no, Jessica Simpson doesn't, she's working with something's different than what rest of us are working with.
Her hair was.
Yeah.
It looked so good.
It looked really, yeah, I'm looking at it again. Looked really good. And I thought I would say, Perry would say, a lot of our pandemic date nights have been me in a black bodysuit wearing sure, leopard.
100.
Wearing
zebra pumps.
Zebra pumps.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
If he had a dime for every time I've said it's date night, I put on my black bodysuit.
Let me get my bodysuit. Uh-huh. That's right.
And I lounged casually on this chair.
That's right. He'd have negative 19 cents is what he'd uh-huh. have.
Uh-huh. He'd say, yeah. He would say, listen, I thought those stars above pajamas you wear every single night were something. I thought those were looking good.
I like
I didn't
your
know we had this.
Treasures cotton pajama shorts.
Are those from Walmart?
Are those from Walmart?
Call. And then my last thing is, listen, I know it's controversial. I know we don't need another controversial take in 2020, but I am just going to say that this time of year, one of my favorites is to buy myself one bag of candy corn and eat the whole thing until I feel sick and swear that I'll never eat it again until next October.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I hope you enjoy it. I haven't had candy corn in 35 years.
Yeah.
It's not my fave. I mean, mm-hmm. I remember exactly what it tastes like, but it's just not.
Yeah.
My
favorite. Yeah. No. And it's gotta be the candy corn. I don't want a pumpkin. I don't want a candy mallow pumpkin or right. any of your other mm-mm. autumn.
No
offerings.
No modified characters for the candy corn.
No, but I will tell you, like, to me, the candy corn is so good. And like Perry and Caroline don't even like them. And like, they like circus peanuts. And so right. that tells you that's bad. Mm-hmm. That's bad because they're in much grosser than a circus peanut.
I used to, because my mama loved circus peanuts, and I used uh-huh. to look for them. And I feel like it's hard to find them these days. Target will have them. Like they have like the Target brand, market thing has them. But it's not an easy thing to find a circus peanut if you're looking for one.
No, there's not a lot of demand for a candy that looks like somebody's amputated thumb. Like it doesn't, you know, it's not really the first choice of most people.
Right. A pink toe. Yeah. It's not. Enjoy your circus peanuts, everyone. We think highly of them. Delicious.
Oh, I have not wanted to eat one, and I certainly will never eat one now. I'm done.
Oh, gosh. Well, I need to warn everybody, because we're under a time constraint a little bit with this episode, I'm not cutting out one thing. I'm not cutting out a click. I'm not cutting out me not being able to say shishi or shishi or whatever it is. I just am not. So
I think we're better for it.
This is one of those, you get what you get. And listen,
yeah,
just happy that we were able to get it done here under the wire.
Yeah, that's right. God bless America.
God bless. Okay. Well, we will talk to y'all next week. We will be coming to you from Pawhuska, Oklahoma.
Yes, we will.
Enthusiasm.
And yep.
Hopefully, I don't know. Here's the good news. One of us will be victorious this weekend.
I'm going to go ahead and make a bold prediction and say, I think a maroon team will win.
How about
this weekend? A maroon team will win.
That's a way to step out. That's right.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all. Talk to you next week.